Hi, this is Stephanie Hall, and welcome to week two of the Waste Management Cleanse and Coaching Program. I'm so grateful to share with you during this time as you cleanse and detoxify your body. I also wanted to share a personal story with you. When I first got started in cleansing and detoxifying my body and nutritional fasting, I also participated in a group cleanse. And I always remember what one of the more experienced cleansers said to me. She was really just trying to encourage me because I was very nervous about doing an all juice fast as it was my first time doing it. But she said something to me that resonated with me a lot. And she said, "Stephanie, just take it one day at a time." And when she said that, it resonated with me on so many different levels because it applied to the cleanse that we were getting ready to embark on, but it also applied to life. So, all that to say, I know that during the cleanse, you are being introduced to new foods and new practices and new habits, but I really just want to encourage you to take it one day at a time, to be kind to yourself, and know that I'm here to support you during the cleanse and every step of the way. I also wanted to share this quote with you to further empower you during the cleanse. And it's a quote from Marianne Williamson that I absolutely love. And the quote goes like this: "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light and not our darkness that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your plain small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." I really just want to share that with you to encourage you to be empowered during the cleanse, to let your light shine during the cleanse and long after the cleanse is over, to let your light shine so that others might see your light and also be encouraged to take action and to improve their health and their life. Now, let's dig into this week's module on Nutrition 101. This is part one of this module. However, there will be another audio recording for part two of this module. During this week, we are going to go just a little bit deeper, and the information shared during this week will empower you to be successful during the program, but also long after the program is over. When I first got started on my own personal health and wellness journey and learning how to eat healthy, I knew very little about the right foods to eat for optimal health and nutrition. During that time, my health was suffering terribly. I had acid reflux really, really bad, so bad that I was unable to lay down to sleep at night. Looking back, I cannot believe it. I was in so much pain. I just suffered terribly from allergies, sinus problems, low energy, all of these things. And I never linked these things to my diet. I also had never been to a health food store. I knew nothing about any of the stuff that I'm sharing with you during the program. And when it got introduced to me, it was all very intimidating. But once I got started and started implementing small changes each week, like I'm sharing with you today, it all became second nature. Also, when I initially got started on my journey, I liked vegetables, but growing up, I never ate any raw vegetables. And I never ate salads at all growing up. All of the vegetables that I ate were overcooked with very little nutritional value. It wasn't until I made the commitment to make a change that I started experimenting with new foods, and that opened up my world tremendously. My first salad, I have to tell you, my first salad was only romaine lettuce and carrots. That was all that I knew, and that was all that I knew that I liked. So that's what I went for. Now, years later, I add in lots of other goodies like cucumbers and tomatoes and apples. I also eat greens raw that I never even thought of eating raw, like kale and collards. And they're really, really yummy. And these are some of the recipes that I'm sharing with you during the Waste Management Cleanse and that you receive during week one. You will be completely surprised at how exciting and fulfilling eating healthy can really be. During this module, you will learn the benefits of consuming dark leafy green vegetables and how they help with weight loss, glowing skin, increasing your energy, and combating cravings. I'm also going to share with you how to easily incorporate dark leafy greens into your diet almost effortlessly so that you reap all the amazing benefits that they have to offer. I've basically taken everything that I've learned that has taken me years and years to incorporate, tons of reading and studying. I've taken it all, condensed it, and packaged it so that it's easy for you to understand and implement during this program. In addition to this recording, I want to let you know that for this week, you will also be provided with an action guide to help you go deeper in applying the material that is shared during this module. If you have any questions, as I've mentioned time and time again, no question is a simple question. Be sure to send me an email and I will respond immediately, or I'll respond on our live Q&A call. Also, I want to remind you to be sure to refer to the Jumpstart guide that you received in week one, as it contains a FAQ section to answer any additional questions that you might have. Now let's dig in to Nutrition 101, which I like to refer to as the detox lifestyle. And I like referring to it as a detox lifestyle because I'm sharing with you foods that essentially naturally detoxify your body. They naturally help to push waste out of your body, and they also nourish your body. Now, for this module, if there is one food that will completely change and impact your health, it is adding in dark leafy green vegetables into your diet. I like to consider dark leafy green vegetables to be the foundation of a healthy diet. And ideally, you want to incorporate some form of dark leafy green vegetables at each meal. Dark leafy green vegetables are made up of chlorophyll. And chlorophyll essentially is a green pigmentation found in plants that grow from the soil, on land, or in the sea. Dark leafy green vegetables are essentially charged by the sun, which allows for plants to produce the materials necessary for human growth. So, dark leafy green vegetables essentially charge our bodies, they nourish our bodies at the cellular level, and provide us with tons of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals, and they're necessary for human growth and development. Dark leafy green vegetables are also loaded with nutritional value and are known for their rejuvenating properties on our cells, our tissues, our blood, arteries, and our nerves. Dark leafy green vegetables also help to reduce inflammation within the body due to the overconsumption of processed and chemicalized foods. Dark leafy green vegetables are also crammed with fiber, and they naturally crowd out the foods that make us sick and that also cause us to crave unhealthy foods. Greens also help to build our immune system and strengthen our respiratory system. So they are essential during the cold winter months and helping us to build our immune system in order to fight colds and flu. And nutritionally, greens are very high in calcium, magnesium, iron, potassium, and zinc. Learning how to prepare and eat greens is essential for us to create and maintain optimal health. During this week, we're going to go just a little bit deeper and begin to incorporate dark leafy green vegetables at each meal. So, while this information about the benefits of greens is important, the most important part is how do we practically incorporate these greens at each meal and into our lives on a regular basis. I want to share with you during this module my top 5 ways for you to get in your dark leafy green vegetables. So here's my first way that you can get them in. The first way that you can get in your dark leafy green vegetables is by juicing them. Now, most people are a little bit intimidated by juicing, but juicing really extracts the chlorophyll from the greens, and you can add fruits to your green juices, and I've provided you with some recipes to do so. But the fresh pressed juices go right into the bloodstream and gently rejuvenate and nourishes our body on the cellular level and starts to rebuild our bodies. And it also gives us glowing skin. The second way that you can begin to get in your dark leafy green vegetables is by blending them. So how would you do that? You would need a blender, but in order to blend your greens, you can make smoothies. You can make smoothies where you add in fruit, or you can also make raw vegan soups. And blending your greens is one of the quickest and easiest ways to get in your greens. And smoothies can essentially replace a meal because you have your fresh greens, you have your fruits and vegetables, and you're getting in your servings of fruits and vegetables that are required for the day. Next, we can simply just eat our greens raw and have them in a form of a salad, which is one of the things that we've already started to do within the waste management cleanse. And this is the second quickest and easiest way to get in your greens. So the first way to easily get them in is by blending them, and the second easiest and quickest way to get them in is by eating them raw. The next thing, the fourth thing that we can do to get in our greens is we can cook them. Now, we don't want to overcook them and cook the life out of them. We want to lightly cook them. So either lightly steaming them or quickly sauteing them using water or oil. And I will be providing you with recipes on how you can do that. And lastly, we can get in our dark leafy green veggies by using green supplements. And one of my favorite green supplements is spirulina. And I think I shared this with you in module 1, but spirulina, it shouldn't be used just by itself. Supplements shouldn't just be used by themselves. They should be used in addition to eating your greens. So you can use them as a supplement daily, or you know, when you're in a bind or when you're traveling, but it shouldn't be instead of consuming your greens. And spirulina, like I said, is one of my favorites. It's considered a whole food. It's high in protein and it's loaded with tons of nutritional value, and it also helps to curb the appetite, and it's ideal to add in during nutritional fasting as you feel very vibrant and alive when you add it to your green juices. There are a ton of variety of greens for you to choose from. However, the goal is to identify the ones that you love and eat them often and rotate them as well, but also being open to trying and experimenting with new dark leafy green vegetables. If you are only familiar with some of your dark leafy green vegetables, a few that you can choose from include broccoli, bok choy, napa cabbage, kale, collards, watercress, mustard greens, broccoli rabe, dandelion, green cabbage, arugula, endivee, lettuce, mesculine greens, and Swiss chard. Also, be sure to refer to the waste management shopping list from week one for additional greens to try and experiment with. So, just to recap the module for this week, we took a look at the number one food that is missing most from the standard American diet, which is our dark leafy green vegetables. We also looked at the benefits of consuming dark leafy green vegetables and how they positively impact and improve our health. We looked at the five different ways that we can get in our dark leafy green vegetables, which include juicing them, blending them, eating them raw in the form of a salad, cooking them lightly, or getting in green supplements. And lastly, we reviewed some of the dark leafy green vegetables to choose from. And as I mentioned, be sure to refer to the waste management shopping list from week one for more variety to choose from. So your assignment for this week is to be sure to refer to your action guide for this week to complete the action worksheets related to this module. These exercises will guide you in incorporating dark leafy green vegetables over and throughout the next week. I will also be providing you with additional recipes within your action guide for you to try and experiment with throughout the next week. Remember, this program is set up to give you information gradually so that you have time to implement something new each week without overwhelm. I'm so excited about this week and excited to hear about all of the amazing benefits that you will feel after incorporating greens at each meal. In wrapping up, I want to remind you that this week you will receive two audio recordings, so be sure to listen to them both, Nutrition 101 Part 1 and Nutrition 101 Part 2. Next week, we'll be going just a little bit deeper, so I want you to just prepare for an exciting time. Also, be sure to join me on the Waste Management Cleanse private Facebook group. If you haven't been granted access yet, contact me directly and I will add you to the group. Again, I'm here to support you all the way. Remember, greens are the foundation of the diet. And this concludes part one of Nutrition 101. Here's to another successful cleansing week.